It's Mike Cal, the show. It's 1025 The Bone. 2020.
Yeah. Aliens. Yeah?
It's the year we finally make contact with aliens.
All right.
Was it always your dream to be on the radio?
No. I wanted to be on TV like you, but then I realized I was way too ugly. And don't lie to me, Jen Epstein, because that is the truth. Somebody looked at me and said, he's too ugly. He's very funny and very...
Really?
No, I just imagine behind the scenes I say that.
Mike Kelta's been laughing and entertaining audiences at The Bone since 2007.
I say, believe it or not, he is not the baby's daddy, and here's why.
Okay. But Tampa Bay has been his home since his career started in 1989 at WFLZ.
Very rare that a radio guy gets to stay in one market. I'm very lucky.
In that time, the popular morning show host has seen his audience grow along with the city of Tampa.
The best restaurant to go to after you went to a show was Denny's in 89. Now we have great restaurants, we have a downtown. I mean, this place is growing. I'm not going anywhere.
Calta credits the success of the show to its broad appeal.
Galvin and I are the same age, but Spanish and Carmen are considerably younger. Joe from Bone TV is considerably older. So we've got a little of all the age groups, and that certainly helps. And I find out that we have a lot of doctors that are listening and a lot of lawyers that are listening. And there's politicians that will come with me on the side and tell me that they're big fans, like they're doing something wrong.
Tracy Morgan is his favorite interview. David Letterman and Howard Stern are his dream interviews. But he says the best ones can be the train wrecks.
We had fights with Gallagher and most recently Michael Rapaport.
I'm famous for doing what?
Well, you used to be famous for being a good actor, and now you're famous for being a whiner.
It's fun stuff like that that you go back and you replay. You don't always replay the good ones, you replay the bad ones, which is fun for us.
As for the famous feud with Calta's former boss, Bubba the Love Sponge.
Bubba the Love Sponge.
Yeah.
Any contact with him anymore?
Oh, no. Yeah. He's not my... No.
do you think that helped or hurt your career?
Well, I worked with him for 6 years. Mm-hmm. And I've worked without him for 20 years. So, I've made more money. I've made a name for myself. The best thing that ever happened is I got away.
Through it all, Mike keeps perspective on how far he's come.
I was a really poor kid when I was growing up. I mean, we were really poor. So I've been saying I'm rich since I was, like, making 30 grand a year. I have a great life, and it could be gone at any second in this business.
All right, because I got so many things to give away, I'm going to take Vince. Good morning, Vince. How are you, sir?
Always thinking of the AM traffic-bound listeners on the receiving end of those laughs.
I've never had to drive in traffic in this town because of my hours that I work, either mornings or afternoons, but the occasional time I get stuck in it, I lose my mind, and I think these people are counting on us to keep them happy, keep them informed, and get them in a good mood before they go to work. And I hope when they turn off the radio, they go inside and tell somebody about something they just heard. That's the best compliment.
Have a great day. We'll see you guys tomorrow after the show is up next. Goodbye.